You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. Hey, when it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
Climb the trash university. $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
You're trying to grow your business and add diversity. What you do? Hit up Climb the Tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb the Tracks in university.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D ad playbook.com.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So, Chris, first and foremost, tell everybody who you are in your own. Well, first of all, let me say this. I want to honor you publicly. I know I do all the time. Hopefully I do. But I want to honor you publicly for all you are as my sister, as a client, as a mom, as a teacher, just all you are for so many people, how you hold space for so many people, and how you do it in your own way with true authenticity and always challenging everybody around you, even me, to play at a high level and vibrate at a high level. So I'm thankful for you. I'm grateful for you all. Thank you.
Thank you. We're wearing each other down.
100%.
So my name is Crystal Brown, everybody. Many people know me as the vision coach. Some people know me as a mother, artist, educator, disciple, coach, and now published author. It is a distinct pleasure to be here with Professor Russell. You know, one of the things that is really admirable is that we sometimes forget that the people who teach us can also be our friends. And that is really something that I admire about being a part of the CAU family, is that we can learn from each other, we can joke with each other, we can call each other higher, but it is all meant and spoken in love and with truth to get to a higher level, right? Like we're just here to fulfill all that we're purposed to do. And if we can get each other there together with a little bit of laughter, it just goes even smoother.
100%. Heavy on the laughter.
Heavy on the laughter. We be coming for people.
Yeah, for heavy on the laughter. Cool. So perfect. So that's awesome. So tell everybody how you got into coaching.
Yeah.
How did you get into coaching? Because you got an interesting background, right?
Yeah.
So how did you go from that? So kind of give us the journey. Like, okay.
Okay.
Because I don't think you went into like your background. So give us a walk us through your background and then what got you into coaching.
Okay, great. So I'm going to speed through this. I was 9 years old. I got dropped off at the wrong place after school. I was supposed to be in a piano lesson. My best friend's mom had to get back to work. She dropped me off at a dance studio. I ended up in a dance studio looking at my best friend take a dance class and went back home and started trying to petition to get out of piano because I didn't really like it and get into a dance class. So fast forward, I become this pageant girl who is kind of breaking these racial barriers in North Carolina. And it's all because I can dance. Through the dancing, I become my mother's kind of doppelganger. My mother was a politician for 30 years with no college degree. So she taught me how to enter rooms and talk to people in a really clear way. My goal in a lot of times, Marquell and I joke about, you know, my love for vocabulary words. And it's really just because I love to communicate. I don't care how I got to say it, but I'll say it to anybody as long as we communicate. Right? I really don't care how it gets said. So I learned that from my mother kind of growing up in North Carolina. She was raised down the hill. I was raised up the hill. She was trying to get me to understand a different level of access. Fast forward, I go to college and I undergrad major in dance and business because I'm going to go back home to my hometown and become the first Black dance teacher. My father passes away. He was a double amputee from Vietnam. He passes away from his fourth heart attack. I then get kind of pushed into a profession that I don't think I'm really good enough to be in. I'm just good enough to be a dance teacher. I don't think I'm really good enough to be a professional dancer. My professors say, well, why don't you try this? The day after graduation, I fly to New York City. start building a career there based on some relationships that I had. I go back to North Carolina, I do an internship and start to work for four of the icons in the dance field that many of you may not know, but their names are Chuck Davis, Liz Lerman, Bill T. Jones, Jowell A. Willa, Joe Zoller, and most recently, B.B. Miller. So I have a career that is kind of legendary in the field of contemporary dance, but I have it because my yes is always more powerful than my talent or my gift, right? And so I had been teaching all over the country, all over the world, and people would leave my class and they would say, oh my God, I just love taking class with you. When you, the words you say, it's just so interesting to me. And so they're loving the dancing, but they're more transformed by the language, right? And so I'm in a company meeting. I own a dance company. I'm in a company meeting about 6 or 7 years ago. And the all male ensemble that I created to perform a piece about Muhammad Ali, we're talking. And all of a sudden I start seeing them look at each other and put their phones on record. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? You gonna make a task list? And they're like, no, I'm gonna listen to this later. This is a whole podcast. And I was like, what? And so they start saying that. Students all over the country who are taking my master classes are like, I just want to hear you talk. And then I'm teaching entrepreneurship and innovation at the college where I'm a tenured professor. And students are like, Crystal, I think it's like you're my life coach. And I'm like, what is happening here? And I just started to think about entrepreneurship and the way that we look at it and innovation as what is the answer to the problem? And it started to occur to me that my life experience, my love for people, my big initial question as a person of how do people find God came into view of this is what I'm really teaching, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the vehicle is. It doesn't matter like if it's dance, if it's entrepreneurship, if it's literary work. It doesn't matter what I'm teaching. What's coming through is getting people closer to seeing themselves at a higher, more freer, fuller level. And so then at that point, I was doing a whole lot of life. I'm a parent who's single. I was also taking care of my nephew who had been really raised by my mother. My mother had passed away. My brother had been recently released from prison. And so I was taking care of two boys. And I was like, where can I put them for a week? So I sent them to like church camp for a week. And I rented a little Airbnb cottage in the woods, like with an outhouse of like, no, nothing. I just like got to go somewhere by myself and hear from God. And I was like, if you want me to do this coaching thing, I need you to like narrow it down because it looks crazy out there. Look like people just making stuff up. I don't know what's going on. I need you to point me in the right direction, Lord. So I get there and I'm like in a little shack with a cooktop and like, you know, some Wi-Fi. And I find this woman who I feel like has just as much to do with my story as I can understand. So she was a former teacher. She was a parent who was single. She had been through three divorces, some really public shame. And I was like, oh, I get her. I know what she's talking about. And so she became the person that I trained with. Her name's Mary Morrissey. She became who I trained with to understand how to put what I knew into a format that I knew as an educator. And that's when I launched my coaching practice. And so it started as like this Sunday, once a week vlog called Steps and Stages, like, you know, because I've learned a lot of steps and I've been on a lot of stages. That was the tagline, right? And so people started watching that, mostly dancers. And that turned into me seeing people one-on-one. And then a friend of mine who was a client of yours, OE, said, listen, I think I know what you're trying to do, but if you're trying to do it, you need to talk to this dude over here, right? And so that's when I came like to the one day and I was like, huh. And then I came to the 2 day and I was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, like, because I recognize the pedagogy, right? I recognize the tangible outcomes. And so it's been kind of like it's been an evolutionary experience of changing my identity internally and externally from the dancer and the professor into Coach Crystal, who catalyzes art, experience, life, and God into a transformative experience so people can see themselves bigger, freer, fuller, and live a higher vibration.
I love it. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. You said something that I want to unpack real quick. It was early on, so I got to write that down because I didn't want to interrupt you. So you said, my yes is always more powerful than my gift. Did I catch that right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So there's several books have been written about this. I didn't get to read them till after I kind of understood this for myself, but I can say yes to something when I don't fully understand it. So many people call that faith.
So. That's where I thought you were going. So that's why I was like, I was like, let's not breeze over that because it's a lot to unpack that I want a lot of people to hear. So go ahead. So my yes is more powerful than my give. Go ahead. So what do we mean?
Many people call that faith, but if it's not actually, if you don't actually take action, then it's actually not faith. It's free. It's wishful thinking. It's a shoulda, woulda. And then that turns into a whole thought pattern of delay of like, well, I could if all the if factors. My yes is about the next open door. So when my father passed away, it felt like a door closed because he had been retired from the military. And I'm not romanticizing this at all. My father and I didn't have the greatest relationship. We all were in the same house together, but I grew up with a black man with PTSD. It's complicated, right? So when I was going to graduate from college, he was going to be my business partner because he could get VA loans and I could start this dance studio. When he passed away, all of that shifted, you know, not to mention that, like, it was already going to be like a huge thing for him to be my business partner because I had been loaning him money like since I'm 14. So it's a whole situation, right? So my yes to looking in a different direction was about me not trying to hold on to what I thought should be there, not being caught up in the anger and the regret and the real unforgiveness that keeps people from seeing themselves bigger, that keeps you from seeing the bigger possibility. So my yes then was to something that I didn't think I was qualified to do, but that I knew was the next open door, right? Many of us have tons of open doors. We don't go through the door because we don't know what's on the other side. You don't know what's on the other side of the window at the McDonald's drive-thru. Honestly, right? You just got to say, like, you're making a decision either way, right? So my yes has always been something that I recognize later is not everyone's skill set. It's not everyone's way of operating in the world. I say yes to a lot of things that, you know, in hindsight, maybe I could have been a little more careful about. I say yes to opportunity. I say yes to love. I say yes to risk. I say yes to many things that people hold themselves back from. But my yes is always more powerful than my talent or my expectation.
We could end right there. We could end. Like, all right, that's it, y'all. We're done. Take that. If you take that, because that's the story of my life, right? Yeah. I'm here right now because of my yes. It's like a lot of people, they're always trying to figure out, well, how am I going to figure this out? Or do I have the skill set? Do I qualify? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
If I start now with this, how am I going to figure out the rest? I don't see the path to this. Like, for example, they want to join a coaching program and it's XYZ amount. They're like, okay, I can get started, but I don't really see the path to this. I don't see if I'm gonna make this work.
Yeah. But
really, all you got to do is like develop your yes.
Yeah.
And if you develop the yes, then things look, that's the story of my life. That is.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the reasons. I mean, maybe we've never really had this conversation explicitly, right? But that's why I learn from you. Mm. Right. Energetically, I understand that we have the same, you know, methodology of understanding of our gift. Like, it's evolving as we're growing. I don't have all the answers. I've never, you know, right. You know, all these things. Right. So it continues to kind of bridge itself together as we're learning.
So powerful. So powerful. So powerful. So my next question. All right, cool. So you was doing your coaching business, growing it out. You got to OE. Shout out to OE. OE, man. OE go like way, 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 way back. Like,
We probably go as far back. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. So OE connected us. We saw what we was doing. It was like, okay, this makes sense. So we got started, and even then, that was your yes, because even when you went through events, and then you came through, and I was like, look, based on where you are, this is what I'm thinking. And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, I see it for you. And you was like, all right, let's do it. That was your yes in action, right? So powerful. You live it. You don't just talk about it. When I think that's rare, especially in the coaching world. So my question is, so you was doing your thing when we connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk about, for those who are listening, because they want to know, okay, how do you double your revenue? And one thing I love about you is that not only have you been able to double your revenue, however, you also like enjoy life, you travel, you're super health conscious and got a lot of things happening in the holistic realm. Also, you have your amazing mom to Gabe, the whole nine yards, right? So let's talk practically. So how, when we start working together and you start implementing the process we was walking through, give everybody like some steps of like, okay, here's what I implemented that allowed me to not only double my revenue by applying this process,
But it also, because, you know, sometimes people are like, hey, you can grow your revenue and double your revenue, but you have to sacrifice the time with the son for right now, at least for this mm-hmm. season. You have to sacrifice on this so you can go in on this. And of course, you know, mm-hmm. we don't roll like that. So how give us some practical steps for those who's listening so they can actually go get off of here and like go implement that.
Yeah. So let me just say one. So I come from a dancer background, an artist background. So hard work is something I'm kind of addicted to. And I'm a recovering workaholic. So I just want to say to those people out there who are like, what I need to do. Sometimes you got to like zoom way out and say, what is it I want to accomplish? And not in an accomplishment paradigm that says, if I do it, I'm better as a person. But if I can do it, then I can actually grow into the next stage of myself. So what I needed to do was use the real tactile system that Professor Russell prescribes so that I didn't have to take it personally. Right. And I think I've said this to you before. Right. So here tactically, I said, OK, what is the coaching built on? So we had to decide that. Then I had to do what, you know, most of us skip is tell the people who are around me what's in my imagination. Right. And so a lot of times we're like, we're doing this. And nobody else can see it but us. And that's kind of put you in a really isolated mindset. So one, I had to tell people. Two, I had to challenge myself to do something that I would say intellectually told myself was not going to work, which was I went from seeing clients one on one to starting my first group. So intellectually, I had told myself that this is how I know how to do it. And if I do it any other way, I'm sacrificing my client's sacred space, safe space, which was not true. Right. So I had to test that out. So I started to test the boundaries. I texted. The first thing I did is like, rather than put it out there in public and say, hey, I'm about to do this group, I prayed about it and I texted 15 people. Like directly and said, I'm about to start this thing. Would you like to do it with me? Right. Mm-hmm. And 15 people said yes. Right. At this entry level price point. And that's how the first group was built. It was kind of it was risky, but it was low risk. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have to like kind of modulate what you're ready for. So one is I had to say what I wanted to do to more than myself. I had to build a team that was able to take on the task that were no longer going to be a part of my day to day. Because if I was going to build this new business while running another dance company, while on tour, while being a professor, while being a mother, it wasn't going to work. Something was going to break down. So I needed to be able to hold someone else accountable for the tasks that were not going to be done by me. So that's three. Communicate, illustrate, and then delegate. So those are kind of like the first three things I had to do. And then I had to get really comfortable in a different realm of business, right? So the nonprofit industry of the arts is very different than this industry, very different. So I had to go from thinking about how you depend on funding to how you create infrastructure for your own income, for your own operating expenses, right? In the arts, a lot of that is kind of separated out. So then I had to say, what do I know? What do I don't know? How is this similar? How is this different? Then I had to do some real, you know, deep soul searching for myself and say, how did this other business of mine fail to reach its full capacity? And it was because I was not doing enough marketing, right? Yeah. I've always thought of that the story tells itself. And that's kind of like one of those places where many of us fall victim to false humility. False humility says, if you do it, you know, God will bless it, it'll be fine. But other people telling a story, right? And if the story that your story is not being told, how will people know, right? Mm. It keeps the circle of influence very small. And I realized that's what had been happening in my dance company for many years. And so what I had to do then is challenge myself to tell the story much bigger, much more often, and with much more clarity. So those are the tactile steps.
I love it. So one thing you said, and I know a lot of coaches are challenged with this as well. So you mentioned how you were doing the one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you was like, okay, I think if I go group, I'm going to sacrifice basically the service of my clients. And you found that that wasn't true. So when you made it, and I know it's a big challenge for a lot of us. It was a big challenge for me as well, because a lot of times we think it has to be one-on-one. They want one-on-one. And then also the clients on the other end, in some cases, think they require one-on-one.
Yeah.
Right. So when you made the transition from the one-on-one to the group following the methodology, what was your discovery from a client? What did you find? What were some of your findings?
Well, one of the things I found, well, let's just be, you know, all the way back. The part of you that's saying no is rooted in some part of you that has already done it. The part of you that's saying no is rooted in some part of you that has already done it. Right. And so I say that because people miss it. Okay. Y'all, I'm a tenured professor at the number 4 liberal arts college in the country. I teach groups of people every day. It was so ridiculous once I just like kind of pulled it out in the light and looked at it of like, what are you talking about? Right. You do this all the time. Right. And so it was really more of a challenge for me, even in my skill set, to do it one-on-one. That was the challenging part. So what I think I needed to understand was the transformation that happened on an individual level so I could see it inside the group in a different way, because it's not, because the work I do is not skill-based. It's intuition-based, right? It's people got to say yes to themselves to evolve. They got to be as honest with themselves as I'm being with myself with them. So I had to find it in those individuals so I could see it happen in the group in a different way than a classroom. So it was good practice. So now when they're in the group and I see them at different stages of transformation, I don't think I'm going to lose them anymore. That was my fear. My fear was you're going to lose them in the group, or they're going to get lost, or they won't be as honest. They won't be as vulnerable. But I also have a skill set of community building. So when they got into the group, I started to use my community building skills of like, here's how we work together. Here's how we talk to each other. Here's the language of this group. Here's how we can build partners in believing. Here's how we get to be one-on-one partners, even in this group, right? Using all of those, all that I knew to create cohesion, so that then within the first 2 cycles of this group, I had clients who were meeting by themselves in Philly. Like, hey, Crystal, we just wanted to let you know we're out here having a meeting without you, you know, all these things, right? Because it's not then built on what can coach do for me. It's built on what do we know that we can now do with and for each other. So that's kind of how I saw it transpire. But the individual understanding was essential to me being able to identify the different stages of transformation for my clients.
I love it.
Let me just go back 1 second and say this for the people who feel like yes is hard. Because yeses are expensive. But we at Steps and Stages at our company, we say yes is expansion and no is clarity, because people feel like no is a bad word. And so when you say no, you're actually just clarifying, no, I would not like a serving of that today. Right. Right. When you say yes, you're saying, oh, there's more for me to do. There's more for me to become. There's more for me to grow. So the yes is the expansion and the no is the clarity. No is not holding you back from anything. No is shaping you into the thing you're becoming.
Are there scenarios where no can be holding you back from something?
Out of fear.
Okay, got it.
Most people get their no's and their yeses confused with themselves. They say yes to everybody but them, right? But we're talking about once you're aligned, right? You're right. Let's not be confused. Let's not confuse anybody. I believe, right, on our platform, the best first step is to clarify your vision. Because you could go buy another course, you could go get another degree, you could hire 18 coaches, but you haven't decided who you are and what you want to do. So all of it's going to be, you know, in the kerfluffle. It's going to be in the swirl, as Oprah says. Right.
Got it.
So I'm saying that based on someone who is clear about their vision. They are in the vortex and yes is on the inside and no's are anything out here.
Got it. So most of the time, well, many times when people are saying no, because you said the first thing you got to do is when you work with clients in the work that you do, the first thing people got to do is say yes to themselves.
Yes.
And you would say the biggest reason people don't say yes to themselves is fear or lack of clarity when it comes to their vision or mixture of.
I mean, I was just joking. We just made this little funny video the other day. I mean, it's not funny, but it's, you know, people can't say yes to themselves because they're in debt from all the yeses they gave to other people.
Expound on that.
You know, people have bad credit in many ways. We're not talking about FICO or Experian. People have bad credit with themselves. They have great credit with other people. People call you, they ask you for something. You're like, yes, 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 I got you. But you don't keep the agreements with yourself. So you have bad credit with yourself. So if it's about somebody else, your yes is very clear. When it's about you, you get on the fence, like, because maybe I might not do it. I don't know if I'm ready this time. I didn't finish last time. Right. That kind of, we call that the difference between integrity and confidence. Integrity is about keeping your agreements with the outside. Confidence is about keeping your agreements on the inside, right? So sometimes that's where the yes and the no gets convoluted or confused, because we used to say yes to everybody else. The first time I said yes to a coach, I had to like split it between two credit cards and like, you know, I had to like be like, what is this? Oh, but the amazing part about that, right, is that the yes makes room for the miracle. So I said yes, I split it between these two credit
cards. Wait. Say that again.
The yes makes room for the miracle.
Oh, yes, and makes room for the miracle.
Yes.
Wow.
And according
so,
to
so a course, if you're not saying, let me just make sure, because I want to wrap my head. So in those opportunities where you're not saying yes to yourself, you're saying no to yourself, you could actually be blocking the miracle that you've been looking for. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Keep going.
Right. I mean, and this is not just Coach Crystal talking, right? Like, I don't teach anything I don't practice or that I can't validate, right? So this is from A Course in Miracles. It basically says that miracles are the connection between the vision, the truth, and the absence of the ego. Your ego is what's trying to figure it out. Oh, I can make it happen. That's like what my clients call Craig in the background, right?
Mm-hmm. You got the opposite of, or the opposite of, I can't figure this out.
Right. So the yes makes room for the miracle. When I figured out first, launched into that first coaching program, I mean, I have a lot of coaches. I mean, I'm only on number two. Okay. So, which is why, again, I say, if the vision is clear, you don't waste a lot of time and you don't waste a lot of resources. Right. So I split it between two credit cards. And then I went to an event where this person who has a receiving line, it's kind of a formal event. There's a receiving line. They want to talk to everybody that comes into their party. Goes, well, what are you doing? What's working out for you? I was like, you know, I'm really into this coaching thing, but I applied for some funding and I didn't get it. And they said, send me the receipt. Wipe the whole thing out in one yes.
Right. You said something so powerful. So a lot of times, and that goes back to something we always say as well, a lot of times people are, because like internet, I think, and we talk about this a lot as well, the gift and the curse of the era that we live in is that we live in the era of unlimited abundance, right? Yeah. Unlimited abundance, unlimited opportunities. So I'm listening to Frederick Douglass's biography, The Narrative, right now. Mm-hmm. And this guy didn't even know how old he was, like ever, right? He had some context because he think he heard his slave master say he was around 17 at one point. But he was like, he has no idea. Imagine living in a time where you don't know how old you are. Yep. Right. So he was limited. We have an unlimited. So like you can learn Airbnb. You can learn Turo. You can learn how to be a coach. You can learn how to speak. You can learn crypto. You can learn how to do the metaverse. Oh, it's unlimited. Right. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of times people get sucked into all those things and they're in this never ending cycle of overwhelm and confusion because they weren't clear on that. On that division, the vision wasn't there, but their vision wasn't clear. And when your vision isn't clear, you can drift into anything like Outwitting the Devil talks about.
If you don't have a vision, you can't tell the difference between an option and an opportunity.
And we are in. Wait, say it again.
If you don't have a vision, you cannot tell the difference between an option and an opportunity. There is no discernment. There's no tool for discernment.
Wait, explain that. Because that's going to go over some heads. Option and an opportunity. Explain the difference for those who are not clear.
It's like you were just saying, we're in an infodemic. During the pandemic, we fell into an infodemic. Information is accessible to everyone. But information, this is my perspective, this is a Coach Crystal saying, information without instruction leads to insecurity. So when you take in a whole lot of information and you don't know what to do with it, how to use it, it just creates this thing you're calling overwhelm. So then tons of more information comes at you and you're like, oh, I could do that. These are options. They're not opportunities. They're just things you could do, not what you're built to do.
It's heavy. I got two things real quick. So number one, so many of you have heard Crystal talk about how we initially connected through the one day event that she attended, right? Mm-hmm. And then that kind of led us into where we are now. So her IG handle is Coach Crystal, and it's C-H-R-I-S-T-A-L. So C-H-R-I-S-T-A-L, Coach Crystal. That's our IG handle. So a lot of people have heard us talk about, Crystal mentioned, that's how we connected with our one day event. And then she attended some other events that we did. And then we worked together and she had to double her revenue and a lot of other cool things as well. Structure her program differently to give her more leverage, impact more people and so forth. That event, we actually had stopped doing that event, right? And a lot of people have been asking us about the event. So we're actually officially bringing that event back. We're bringing that event back. And the good news is we're actually doing the first one this Friday, right? And the even better news, I think,
that you can actually register right now for free. So if you go
go now, because it won't free when I did it. Get on in there.
It wasn't free when Crystal did it. So go register right now. It's a one-day event. We're doing it Friday. Go get registered and go to wealthyblackcoach.com. wealthyblackcoach.com and get registered. Go get registered right now. The spots will fill up. Our Zoom setup, we do meeting setup so we can see everybody. So we max it out at 500. So go get registered, wealthyblackcoach.com. Make sure you show up on time because, like I said, it maxes out at 500. Yeah, you can register free, no catches. I mean, there's a VIP option that you will see on the second page, but that's totally optional. So that's number one. So go to wealthyblackcoach.com. Candace and the team will drop those links in the Facebook chat. If you're on Instagram, you click the link in the bio. That's number one. Number two, very, very, very exciting announcement is Crystal just released her book.
She did.
So I'm extremely excited about it. And I was like, we got to bring you on so we can, I want to tell the world about it because I already know how she rolls. So tell everybody about the book, Crystal. Please tell everybody about the book. What they can look forward to getting from the book. And because of course our community loves reading, because there are people always asking me, what are you reading? What books you recommend? This is the book I recommend right now. So tell everybody about the book, what they can expect from it, and of course how to get it. And on the back end, for those of you who go grab the book, I want you to send us the receipt. Send me the receipt once you get the book. And then I'm gonna send you, you can actually let me know if you want some training on marketing or some training on sales, whatever the challenge is in your business. Let me know when you send that receipt to the email I'm gonna give you in a second, I'm gonna send you some bonus training on top of the book as a bonus for going to get Crystal's book. So tell her about the book, Crystal, what they can expect, all that good stuff.
Okay. I just wanna say, y'all, Dr. Russell's real strength is asking him a question, right? So if you send him this receipt, ask a great question because you're going to get more information than you could ever like really, really even think about. Okay. Here's the book. This girl been saying she was going to be a writer and an accountant since she was nine. I account for things and now I'm really writing. Here's the thing. This is not one of those books where you're going to find the language too dense and give up. This is an activity book. This is me giving you not all of it, because we're going to turn this into a series. But this is me giving you all the steps from my life where I've learned from becoming a parent, becoming an artist, really just understanding life in a different way. The theme here is that understanding comes after experience, but I'm going to let you use my experience to then understand. So it's a devotional. So there is everything in here from friendship to love to falling so deep, falling victim to fatigue so much that I had almost given up my own identity, like all the things that have made me into this person, right? So I don't mind using myself as an example. I know sometimes we have a hard time coming up with the how we got to this point. So I've just done a little excavation for you to read how I did it and then figure out some questions on your own. One of the stories that's in here is about something that I think a lot of people don't give voice to, especially publicly a lot. I am an amazing mother. Amazing. Own it all day long. But at one point in my life, I was pregnant and had a termination. I was 19. My son was actually born 13 years later. He was born on the 13th of April. This year is his golden birthday. He's going to turn 13 and he wanted to go to Japan. So for his golden birthday, turning 13 on the 13th, we're going to go to Japan. So I'm saying that not like as a look what I do as a great mother. I'm saying that to you because sometimes we think that what we've done in the past can't be who we are now. Like our identity is stuck back there. Like that was a decision, that was a choice. And it was a time in my life where it felt like that was the only choice, right? But now choosing to be an amazing mother and notice the synchronicity of how his life is lining up and what I get to do now, right? That's where we learn, right? So for me, in telling that story, it gets us to the place where what identity do you think you gave up on and how can you reclaim it today? Right. Those are the types of questions that are in this devotional. So, you know, it's available on all major outlets, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all the things. I'll drop. Oh, they can't see this one in the chat, but
I'm grabbing it right now.
Hold on. Okay, great. So there's the link to the Amazon. If you read it, let us know. You know, let us know how you're feeling. My contact information is inside the book because we want to hear your reviews. We want to hear what you're struggling with and what you're overcoming. So that's why I wrote the book, just to give people a way to reframe their own experience and learn from it. Something really fun about the book is that the two devotional sections are called Taking the Note and Getting the Step. And so as a dancer, as an artist, you go in rehearsal and there's someone there called the rehearsal director, and they're taking notes the entire time about what needs to be fixed. And so once that run is over, you get those notes, and that taking that note in is a part of you understanding where the gaps are, and then doing something about it in the next run is how you get the step. You put that thing into action. So that's the language of how we're talking in the book. What did you learn? Now, what can you do?
Love it. And I love it because it's a 30-day devotional. Yep. So every day, what, 5 or 10 minutes of reading?
Yeah, very short. Yeah.
Very short read.
Yeah.
Practical. I love two things I look for in a book. So when I go look for books, quick disclaimer, if it's not a biography, the first thing I look, even if it's a biography, the first thing I look for, even on Audible, is how long is this book? Number two, if it's a reading that I'm booking to read, I'm like, okay, how long is this book? Because I want to know, like, how long is the book, right? So I love when somebody can shorten it and it still be impactful and it's practical, that's when I know people know what they're talking about. Like, if it's most books that are 200, 300, 400 pages, it's unnecessary, right? So we highly recommend it. We stamp it. Go grab it. I mean, y'all already heard the brilliance of Crystal already, and this is just like a snapshot. So go grab the book. Send me an email. Once you do that, send me an email. Just send me an email directly at Marquel, MARQUEL, at clientattractionuniversity.com. And just be like, hey, here's my proof of receipt from Ordin's Crystal Book. And then, like Crystal said, ask me a question. Let me know what you're struggling with in your business or what you want more assistance with. And then I'll send you over some additional training to help you in whatever area that is in your business. So I get that specific resource over to you. If somebody's listening on Facebook or on Instagram and they're like, hey, they're on the fence about working with us at Client Attraction University, what advice would you have for them?
Say yes to yourself. Smart cut your own development. This is not about, I said this the first day I signed on with CAU. I'm not here to take shortcuts. I'm here to smart cut. I don't need to follow my own intuition around something that I've never done. My intuition can illustrate the vision, but I cannot have the tactile information I need to implement unless I'm following someone who's done it, right? And that's, I'm a college professor. People pay upwards of $80,000 a year to go where I teach, right? So I know that it takes time to incubate knowledge. I'm not adverse to that. I know that I've spent things on, certifications and degrees that I didn't use, but that was because I couldn't see the clear implementation. From the one day to the 2 day to the 3 day, my entire team was educated. And I was like, oh, we're going to keep working here. Right. The reason I renew like year after year is because I actually haven't done everything you told me to do yet. So I just had to be honest with myself. Right. Be like, okay, can I afford it? It doesn't mean it. I mean, you haven't even done what he told you to do yet. So we can't say it's not working. Right. All the things that pop up in your mind around money. Right. So I would just say yes to yourself so that you can have a clear structure to follow that separates your lack from your vision.
That's it. Go get the book now. We got to do this again, Crystal. This was fun. We overtime. We
got to do this again. You know, I like you.
For sure. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So that's all we got, y'all. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.